Stacey Francis Bayman here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit and netball team wear. Netballs plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com.
It's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. The Netball World Cup 2023 is just days away. We were the only UK netball podcast providing daily updates in Liverpool back in 2019. Here's part one of the highlights. Day one and the Netball World Cup 2019 in Liverpool is finally here. Important to have your own whistling style, whistling panache, shall we say. Have you got any on you, are we?
I have, yeah. I've got one in my pocket. I've always got one. I think they've got a gold one in my pocket.
Are we having the whistle off?
No.
Or whatever it's called?
No, okay. Yeah, absolutely. No, you know, it's the biggest tool in our trade, really, to be honest with you. And Acme have got the market on this. Everyone I know has got an Acme Thunder finger whistle to umpire netball.
Joe Harden got some trainers for 100. What did Caroline get?
I might buy her a coffee, actually. That's as far as we'll go. But hopefully she can have a really good game tomorrow, and then we can celebrate at the end of the competition with some nice results.
What do you remember most about that first cap?
The first cap? God, very little. That's a long time ago. Very little. God, I don't even know who it was against.
Is this a bit nuts? All these people flinging their phones under your nose.
I know, it's great, isn't it? I think it's great. We're talking about netball, World Cup in England, so it's brilliant. I've never seen so many like media people all around me, but it's good for sport.
And great that you're back in the country, and obviously the home crowd is fully supporting the team.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Yesterday, walking out for that first game in front of everyone was incredible.
Just listen to this. In and around the arena, lots going on. Caroline and Charney, Creating Choices is a brand new INF campaign.
Yeah.
Right time to launch something like this?
Absolutely. You've got the world's attention here in the greatest city on the planet.
The second greatest city in the planet.
Behind where?
Anyone can do that.
Behind where?
Behind Melbourne, Australia.
These Aussies are so competitive.
Ever so
but we have a choice.
We're on the same team now.
We are.
Creating Choices is about creating a global netball team, of which Shani is number 13.
Yes, what number are you?
Apparently I'm a number 2.
You are number 2.
You did just
Caroline
tell the audience
Barker.
I'm a number 2. You just told everyone at the launch, I'm a number 2. You just realised what you've done. Thank you. Thank you.
The special Acme whistle as well. And
yeah. Acme have really loading me up this tournament and been really, really kind to me. Yeah, they gave me engraved 100 with a GB on the other bevel side, but that's a one use only. I'm really disappointed because it's a matte black one with gold engraving, but I'm really disappointed because it really, I mean, it's such a geeky umpire thing, but it really blows really well and it sounds great, but it's a one use only. It's going to the England Netball Archive in Huddersfield.
Claire, that was possibly the longest ever wait I've ever made for a player.
Oh, no, it's a shame. Nah, we're always available to have a wee chat. So.
To what podcast would that be? A lot of our Australian friends have already got their eyes on Emma. What would your response be to that?
Look, we will try to keep a hold on her for a little while longer. She's still got some development to do. She's still going to school. So, I understand why. And for Scottish netball, if she was to go to Australia and play in the future,
yeah,
that would be exciting for Scotland netball.
What about doing all the touristy things? Have you already done them or doing them before you go?
I try not to do too much because I'm a little bit tired. Oh, no one really recognises me because I'm short, but when you're really tall, everyone recognises you. I guess I've done a little bit of the Beatles stuff, but I haven't done too much because I get a bit exhausted after the game.
But you're just taking everything in and really embracing it.
Yeah, I think so. It's obviously my first World Cup, so I'm just enjoying the experience and I'm learning a lot as well.
Obviously it's a very proud moment in my career to be the person to lead us into this home World Cup. I think for me, I've not really changed that much. I'm still Serena. I'm clumsy. Things go wrong constantly whenever I try and do team talks. And I think the girls quite like that. I'm very relaxed. And as you can see, I kind of leave everything out on the court. And that's how I lead, basically.
What's it been like to see the home fans here, you know, a lot of them come in with the roses and their faces and all of that.
Yeah, no, we love it. I think for us, we've very much spoken around how we're going to take soak up the energy, of this home World Cup, and I think the girls have done a great job at that so far. It is very different to, you know, being at home to when you are away. The bubble for us is it's massive, isn't it? Because you look out there and it's a sea of red and white, and we absolutely are loving every single minute, and we are just going to fight as hard as we can so we can step out there on Saturday and get ourselves into that final.
Betty,
lovely
how are
to
we doing?
Meet you.
Welcome from the other podcast.
Andy Lamb, the famous Andy Lamb.
You're the famous Betty Glover, who I always spend time listening to in my prep.
Oh no, we listen to you as well, so it's brilliant. I feel like it's lovely because our two podcasts kind of complement each other, along with Netball Nation.
You know what we need to do as well? We need to do, you're young enough to remember Live Aid.
Yeah.
Totally off the cuff thing, but we should all get together and do a big massive
single cast
event.
That'd be very good. We'll get our publicists on it.
It'll be a technological nightmare, but let's look to sort that out.
Absolutely.
To be pulled into this team, which included Anna Stanley, Belinda Colling, Adine Wilson, Bernice Menny, Catherine Harvey-Williams, I mean, and that's just to name a few. And, you know, just quality
when,
people.
When you saw the other names as well, that must have been like,
oh,
look at these.
Andy, absolutely right. They said, come for an audition. So I said, oh, yes, righto. Went out to Sky, which is sort of on the outer suburbs of Auckland, and was sitting in the studio, and they were just going to put the games up on the screens. And then, of course, then in walks these just legends of the game. And funnily enough, the one I did know was Catherine Harvey-Williams. Because she'd been in Auckland playing for the Auckland Diamonds, actually, their club name was, and she'd finished her international career and had come to live with us and was working with Radio Sport, which is our sister station in Auckland. So I had met her on my turf, if you like, and so we had got along well. I also did know Tanya Dalton, lived around the corner from her, so that she was another one who I think everyone felt comfortable with Tanya. But that was quite daunting, and they said, oh no, off you go. So, you know, just put these games up on the screen, sound down, and away we went. And it's just started this fabulous, I hate this term, but journey for me through TV broadcasting. I have learnt so much, and I was just talking to Shani Layton today. I was just saying, I'm still learning stuff. I've learned a whole lot while working here with the British broadcasters. So even though, you know, you think at 45, you're sort of on your set path, here I am at now 58 and I'm still learning things, and I still pinch myself that A, I'm here, and B, they're paying me for it.
What are some of the differences between back home and, say, the production?
As much as anything, terminology differences.
Right.
So different names for the same things. The basic job is very much the same, and, you know, the things that you have to really worry about don't change, and the main thing is preparation. You know, if you're prepped, you know that you're going to be good. And I've been, you know, prepping these teams and what have you for months, and just chipping away, so that I know that when I come here to Liverpool, I knew that I'd be fine. And the other advantage I've had here is that, you know, this is my fourth World Cup. I've done all the Comm games since 2010, so I feel pretty confident around a lot of the coaches, a lot of the players. I'm not particularly friendly with any of them, because I think that can be a problem for a commentator, particularly if you've been a player and you've, you know, perhaps had some, you know, not so good experiences, or everyone gets their own little things about certain people or certain players. I have no baggage with anyone, and don't particularly want to get.
Which is a bit of an advantage anyway.
Oh, very much, because at times you're going to have to criticise them, at times you're going to have to, of course, praise them, but you want to keep them, I think, pretty much generally at arm's length.
Ziggy, Australia, eh? That was a bit of a challenge.
Almost. We were so close, and I'm so proud of the girls. I think, I still think we did absolutely incredibly, so just unfortunate loss.
There was a wonderful picture on one of the points where you just leaped up from the bench and
oh, really?
You're on a big massive TV.
It's all about that.
It led to this game. They kept me on my feet the whole game. Like, we were sitting for like milliseconds on the bench because they did such incredible things, and the turnovers were absolutely incredible that we just like couldn't help but jump out of our seat to the excitement.
It's exciting and incredible. What on earth is that feeling for you, like, on the bench?
It's absolutely amazing. I'm so proud of the girls, like all of us. We were just like, our hearts were bursting with pride every single time. But yeah, we're so proud of the girls.
And you've enjoyed the whole experience?
Best experience of my life.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, we're also going to book out your mums
for 2023. Yes, yeah. Make sure you get into House Barbara and Bredasdorp for 2023 World Cup in Cape Town. Thank you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast's rail.